Okay, just relax in. And close your eyes. Settle into your support. You are supported. You are supported, just like you didn't question when you sat down if that would hold you up. You are supported. The divine supporting you, the earth is supporting you, I'm supporting you, your higher self is supporting you, and everyone here in this very moment, part of this soul group, this collective is supporting you. Take a deep full breath, come down into your body, that embodiment, feel your breath. Take a moment just putting your hand on your heart. For a moment, just recognize your humanness. Have compassion for yourself. You're an amazingly compassionate person, and have that compassion for you right now, for yourself. Turn your love inward. You're amazing. You're strong. You're beautiful. You're incredibly intuitive. You're tapped in. You're taking a stand for the betterment of your world and of this world. You have a lot on your shoulders. You have a lot you want to still step into, be, do, have. Deep compassion and empathy for yourself in this moment. And a deep recognition of how incredibly gifted you are. You're brilliant. You are so brilliant. And you're so lovable, and you do belong. And just take a moment to notice 1, 2, 3 of your amazing gifts. You may or may not be expressing them fully, but they're in you. They are you. And they want to be expressed. They do unlock something in the world that only you can unlock with your brilliance. And I want to invite you to notice what it is or where in your life you want to be shining your gifts, your light, brighter. Be in the work that you're doing, the work you want to do, the cause that you want to shift here on the planet. Maybe it's something more around enjoyment and creativity in your life. What's that area of life? Where is that place that you want to be able to really shine brighter, but your dimmer switch is turned down? Just notice it without any judgment. And then I want to invite you to notice and really tell yourself the truth, that backdoor question to the soul. What is it that I'm believing that is keeping that dimmer switch down, or keeping me in the cave, or keeping me just, you know, tapped down or held back in that area? What is it I'm believing that won't let me really shine my light through these gifts or this gift at the level my soul is calling me to, that I so want to? What am I believing? It's likely that it has something to do with your safety. And it's old, and it's not needed anymore. But it was put in place, that belief, that's a shield, that's a block, that's a dim light, whatever it may be for you, was put in place to protect you at some period of time. I want you just to get in touch with that part of yourself and just have a huge amount of compassion for that part of yourself that's just has done what it could do to take care of you in a very challenging time. And this part of you that's holding this belief, and depending on how inner visual you are, and you may just be in the feeling sense, which is totally fine. You may even notice this as being a younger you, or a character of some sort, or a symbol, or it might just be a feeling, and that's fine. But it is an aspect of you, a part of you that's been splintered off of it. It's vigilantly protecting and holding, believing that belief that's been revealed to you. And it really thinks it's doing something good. There's no idea it's stuck in a time capsule, literally stuck in a time capsule. So we're going to open the door of that time capsule, and we're going to let that part of you come out here into the present. And just for a moment, that energy, that uncomfortable energy of this level of protection, we're going to let this part of you actually feel how uncomfortable that is for you. Just for a few moments, and you don't have to hold it long, just like we're steeping the tea bag until it's fully saturated. Let this part of you actually feel, bring it into that feeling level of how uncomfortable you are when this part of you is doing its old, no longer needed job of protecting you and holding this limiting belief. So bring those emotions up now and let this part of you feel that. And as soon as you feel like, oh, it's got that, okay, feels how, uncomfortable this is, then you can just let go of that emotion. Don't want you to stay there long. But this part of you needs to feel how uncomfortable it's making you by holding that belief. As soon as the realization has come on how that feels, let it go. Take a deep exhale and just let that go. We're waking this part up to who you are now, not who you were then. And now I want to invite you to really tune into how do you want to feel, really allowing your light to be seen. How do you want to feel? How will you feel? How do you feel when you really are allowing yourself to show up as bright as you truly are, as gifted and brilliant as you are, without the need for that kind of protection, because you know how to spiritually protect yourself. You know how to manage your energy. Bring up those feelings and those emotions. Allow yourself to really tap into that level, whether you've experienced it sometime and you can tap into it from a memory, or you know in that deep heart, in that vision of, oh, yes, you can see it, you can feel it. That's where you're going. That's where you want to go. And as soon as you've got that at a high level of emotional volume, bring this part of you in and let it feel that. Really steep it in the energy of your brilliance, your brightness, your magnificence. Really let it feel that. Growing it up, or getting this part of you on board with who you truly are, unlocking that no longer needed belief that was holding you back. Make sure this part of you really feels how magnificent and how well you can manage your energy and actually be seen. Let your light shine bright. Take another deep full breath. And we want to tune in with this part of you and ask this part of you, would you like to help me to be in this energy? And most times, as you come home to yourself, this part of you is very much on board. Once in a while, it just wants to go on a forever vacation. It's just, thank God I'm off duty. So let's tune in with this part of you and find out what's a higher intention than the old limiting belief that it can hold for you now. What's a higher intention it can hold for you now? Just ask it like you're asking a dear one. A higher intention, that is where we've turned this energy around to. And let's tune in to an inspired action that will support you in this energy, support you in stepping more into your light, in holding this energy of your brilliance, of your brightness, of your strength, your potential and ability to allow yourself to be seen. What's one inspired action to support you in that? Take another deep full breath. Express your gratitude, just wrapping your inner arms around yourself for being willing to shift, being willing to come back home. And when you're ready, write down two things, both the higher intention you can hold for yourself now and the inspired action. So when you're ready, open your eyes and make a note of both of those things. Okay, just relax in. You close your eyes. Settle into your support. You are supported. You are supported, just like you didn't question when you sat down, if that would hold you up. You are supported. The divine supporting you, the earth is supporting you, I'm supporting you, your higher self is supporting you, and everyone here in this very moment, part of this soul group, this collective is supporting you. Take a deep full breath, come down into your body, that embodiment, feel your breath. Take a moment just putting your hand on your heart. For a moment, just recognize your humanness. Have compassion for yourself. You're an amazingly compassionate person, and have that compassion for you right now, for yourself. Turn your love inward. You're amazing. You're strong. You're beautiful. You're incredibly intuitive. You're tapped in. You're taking a stand for the betterment of your world and of this world. You have a lot on your shoulders. You have a lot you want to still step into, be, do, have. Deep compassion and empathy for yourself in this moment. And a deep recognition of how incredibly gifted you are. You're brilliant. You are so brilliant. And you're so lovable, and you do belong. And just take a moment to notice 1, 2, 3 of your amazing gifts. You may or may not be expressing them fully, but they're in you. They are you. And they want to be expressed. They do unlock something in the world that only you can unlock with your brilliance. And I want to invite you to notice what it is or where in your life you want to be shining your gifts, your light, brighter. Be in the work that you're doing, the work you want to do, the cause that you want to shift here on the planet. Maybe it's something more around enjoyment and creativity in your life. What's that area of life? Where is that place that you want to be able to really shine brighter, but your dimmer switch is turned down? Just notice it without any judgment. And then I want to invite you to notice and really tell yourself the truth, that backdoor question to the soul. What is it that I'm believing that is keeping that dimmer switch down, or keeping me in the cave, or keeping me just, you know, tapped down or held back in that area? What is it I'm believing that won't let me really shine my light through these gifts or this gift at the level my soul is calling me to, that I so want to? What am I believing? It's likely that it has something to do with your safety. And it's old, and it's not needed anymore. But it was put in place, that belief, that's a shield, that's a block, that's a dim light, whatever it may be for you, was put in place to protect you at some period of time. I want you just to get in touch with that part of yourself and just have a huge amount of compassion for that part of yourself. That's just has done what it could do to take care of you in a very challenging time. And this part of you that's holding this belief, and depending on how inner visual you are, and you may just be in the feeling sense, which is totally fine. You may even notice this as being a younger you, or a character of some sort, or a symbol, or it might just be a feeling, and that's fine. But it is an aspect of you, a part of you that's been splintered off of it. It's vigilantly protecting and holding, believing that belief that's been revealed to you. And it really thinks it's doing something good. There's no idea it's stuck in a time capsule, literally stuck in a time capsule. So we're going to open the door of that time capsule, and we're going to let that part of you come out here into the present And just for a moment, that energy, that uncomfortable energy of this level of protection, we're going to let this part of you actually feel how uncomfortable that is for you. Just for a few moments, and you don't have to hold it long, just like we're steeping a tea bag until it's fully saturated. Let this part of you actually feel, bring it into that feeling level of how uncomfortable you are when this part of you is doing its old, no longer needed job of protecting you and holding this limiting belief. So bring those emotions up now and let this part of you feel that. And as soon as you feel like, oh, it's got that, okay, feels how uncomfortable this is, then you can just let go of that emotion. Don't want you to stay there long. But this part of you needs to feel how uncomfortable it's making you by holding that belief. As soon as the realization has come on how that feels, let it go. Take a deep exhale and just let that go. We're waking this part up to who you are now, not who you were then. And now I want to invite you to really tune into how do you want to feel? Really allowing your light to be seen. How do you want to feel? How will you feel? How do you feel when you really are allowing yourself to show up as bright as you truly are, as gifted and brilliant as you are, without the need for that kind of protection? Because you know how to spiritually protect yourself. You know how to manage your energy. Bring up those feelings and those emotions. Allow yourself to really tap into that level, whether you've experienced it sometime and you can tap into it from a memory, or you know in that deep heart, in that vision of, oh, yes, you can see it, you can feel it. That's where you're going. That's where you want to go. And as soon as you've got that at a high level of emotional volume, bring this part of you in and let it feel that. Really steep it in the energy of your brilliance, your brightness, your magnificence. Really let it feel that. Growing it up, or getting this part of you on board with who you truly are. Unlocking that no longer needed belief that was holding you back. Make sure this part of you really feels how magnificent and how well you can manage your energy and actually be seen. Let your light shine bright. Take another deep full breath. And we want to tune in with this part of you and ask this part of you, would you like to help me to be in this energy? And most times, as you come home to yourself, this part of you is very much on board. Once in a while, it just wants to go on a forever vacation. It's just, thank God I'm off duty. So let's tune in with this part of you and find out what's a higher intention than the old limiting belief that it can hold for you now. What's a higher intention it can hold for you now? Just ask it like you're asking a dear one. A higher intention. That is where we've turned this energy around to. And let's tune in to an inspired action that will support you in this energy, support you in stepping more into your light, in holding this energy of your brilliance, of your brightness, of your strength, your potential, and ability to allow yourself to be seen. What's one inspired action to support you in that? Take another deep, full breath. Express your gratitude, just wrapping your inner arms around yourself for being willing to shift, being willing to come back home. And when you're ready, write down two things. Both the higher intention you can hold for yourself now and the inspired action. So when you're ready, open your eyes and make a note of both of those things.